Bhagavad Lila, Chapter 90, 10th Canto, Summary of Sri Krishna's Pastimes. This chapter, 90, describes the prema vaichitya of the Dwarka Mahishis, the queens of Dwarka, during their jal keli with Sri Krishna, their water sports. And this chapter also describes the power of the Yadu dynasty and the eternal nature of Krishna's pastimes. What is prema vaichitya? Prema vaichitya is one of four states of love and separation, vipralamba, purvarag, prema vaichitya, man, pravasarag. In this type of separation, prema vaichitya, vipralamba, even in the beloved's presence, the lover, out of intense love, fails to perceive the presence of the beloved, and is thus aggrieved with feelings of separation. According to the maxim, madurena samapayet, which means all things should end sweetly, as we say in the West, all's well that ends well. Shukadeva Goswami has described Sri Krishna's jal keli in Dwarka and the attractive setting followed by the rapturous prayers of the Dwarka Mahishis, which are known as the Mahishi Gita. Verse 1 describes the attractiveness of Dwarka. This descriptive verse acts as an udipan or stimulator for loving sentiments. He describes how Krishna enjoyed in all those palaces, sported in the royal ponds full of pure fragrant water, then played in the clear rivers. While enjoying in the water, Krishna embraced his consorts. As Gandharvas sang joyfully Krishna's glories to the accompaniment of drums like mridanga and anaka, and as professional reciters known as sutas, magadas, and vandis played veenas and recited poetry glorifying Krishna, Krishna played with his queens in the water, squirting each other back and forth. The queen soaked Krishna's body with water from their water guns. They are compared to yakshis because of the ferocity of the queen's sporting. Under the drenched clothing of the queens, their thighs and breasts would become visible. The flowers tied in their large braids would scatter as they sprayed water on their consort. Plea of trying to take away Krishna's syringe, the queens would embrace him. By touching Krishna, the queens' lusty feelings would increase, causing their faces to beam with smiles. Flowers fell from the long hair braids of the queens. Krishna's mala became smeared with kunkum from their breasts. His abundant locks of hair were disheveled. Garland was broken to pieces by the sprays of water. He appeared like a king of elephants, enjoying in the company of his bevy of she-elephants. After water sports, he donated all their old garments and clothing. They were donated to male and female performers who earned their livelihood from singing and playing. Afterwards, Krishna and his queens gave the ornaments and clothing they used during their water sports. They donated to the musical performers. Krishna sported with his queens, totally captivating their hearts with his gestures, talks, glances, and smiles, and also with his jokes, playful exchanges, and embraces. Text 14. The queens came stunned and trance. Minds absorbed only in Krishna. They would speak as if insane, Krishna. Thinking of lotus-eyed Krishna, visible right before them, The queens of Dwarka fought as if mad. Text 14. In words devoid of judgment. This superficial appearance of insanity in Krishna's queens, as if they had become intoxicated by datura or some other hallucinogenic drug, was in fact the manifestation of the sixth stage of prem, a variety of anurag known as prema vaichitya. Srila Rupa Goswami refers to this variety of anurag in Ujjvala Nilamani 15.134. When, as a natural byproduct of one's extreme love, one feels the stress of separation, even in the presence, direct presence of the beloved, this state of Vipralamba separation is called prema vaichitriya. The queen said, these next series of verses are known as the Mahishi Gita, as we have Gopi Gita and Venu Gita and Brahmar Gita and Pranaya Gita and Yoga Gita. So this is the Mahishi Gita, the queen's songs in separation from Dwarkadish Sri Krishna. Mahishi Uchu, Kurari Vip Vilapasi Tvam Vita Nidra Nasheshe Sapiti Jagati Ratriam Ishvara Gupta Bodha Vayam Ivasaki Kachit Gara Nirvida Cheta Nalina Nayana Asudhara Elikshitena. The queen said, O osprey, Kurari bird, you are lamenting. Now it is night, and somewhere in this world, the Supreme Lord is asleep in a hidden place, but you are wide awake, O friend, unable to sleep. Is it that, like us, you have had your heart pierced to the core by the lotus-eyed Lord's munificent, playful, smiling glances? Vishwanath, these 10 verses, verse 15 through 24, are known as the Mahishi Gita. The transcendental madness, Unmad, of the queens of Dwarka filled them with such ecstasy that they saw their own mood reflected in everyone and everything else. The queen said, O osprey, you are sorrowing in separation from your beloved and therefore cannot sleep. But that person, the Supreme Lord and our husband, has no love for you, for he is sleeping and does not hear your lamentations. Thus the mercy of his that might arise from hearing your lamentation and by which he might associate with you will not manifest. If the Kurari bird were to ask the queens, well then, is Krishna sleeping with you? The queens would respond, no, not at all. Krishna's whereabouts are unknown, Gupta Bodha, to us. He is out in the world somewhere this night, but we have no idea where to go looking for him. O Shiva, Shiva, O dear bird, even though you are a simple creature, your heart has been deeply pierced just like ours. You must have had some contact then with our Krishna and became attracted to his lotus eyes, broad smile and playful glances. Due to your hopeless attachment, you cannot stop thinking, certainly I will meet Krishna. Netre nimila yasinaktam ajishta bandhus Tam rora vishikaranam vata chakra vaki Tasyam gata vayam av evachuta pada jushtam kim va srajam sprihayase kavarena vodum por chakravarki chakravaki. Even after closing your eyes, you continue to cry pitifully through the night for your unseen mate. Or is it like us? You have become the servant of a chuta and hanker to wear in your braided hair the garland he has blessed with the touch of his feet. Vishwanath. The queen said, O Chakravaki, are you unable to find your husband? Alas, such a painful separation must be due to separation from your children. Or perhaps like us, who have become servants of Achyuta and desire to bind in our hair the garland which has touched his feet. Bho sada nishanase udanvan. 17. Bho sada nishanase udanvan alabda nidrod digata pra jagara kimvamukunda paritat Lanchana praptam dasham tvam gachagato daratyayam. Dear ocean, giving up your gravity, you are making loud sounds like a disturbed person. Not being able to sleep, you keep tossing and turning and crying with loud shrieks. Please tell us the reason. Well, even if you do not tell us the reason, we know anyway. Just as, on the pretext of enjoying conjugal love with us, that thief stole our kumkum-smeared pearl necklaces and flower garlands. Similarly, he has stolen Lakshmi, the Kaustubha jewel, and many other things which arose from you, my dear ocean. Tam yakshmana balavatasi grihita indo shinastamo nanija didittibi Shinoshi Kachin Mukunda Garitani Jata Vayam Tom Vismrityabo Sagitagir Valakshyasena. The queen said, O moon, are you becoming thin and losing your power to remove darkness because of emaciation from the disease of tuberculosis? No, this cannot be the cause. Rather, we know the cause. O moon, you have forgotten those clever words and profuse promises that Mukunda made at the beginning of separation. Due to the extremely distraught condition you are in, you did not pay attention to them at that time. Now you cannot remember those words of Mukunda. Because of this great calamity, you are all choked up and appear dumbstruck. Therefore, since you do not answer our question and simply cry like the osprey and Chakravaki, you must be feeling the separation that we feel from Krishna. Thus you are lamenting over having forgotten his words and just remain here silent and shattered. Kim acharitam asmabhir malaya nilate priyam govinda panga nirbhinhe ridir Ayasinasmaram. O Malayan breeze, have we committed some offense to you? It seems that you are taking revenge by inciting lust in us at this time of distress. Text 20 again. Megashrimam samasidayato yadavendrasya nunam shivat sankam vayam ibhavavantayati prema bandha hajikanta shavala vidyasmad vivo vashpadara smritva smritva rishijasi muhur Drukadas tat prasanga. The queen said, O cloud, you are Krishna's friend. And being bound by love, you always meditate upon Krishna. Although you share Krishna's blue complexion, it is Krishna's distinctive features, Srivats, that is especially attract you. But what is the result of your attraction to him? Simply unhappiness. Your heart is tainted by depression, and you are constantly shedding tears on the pretext of raining. Why did you become attracted to Krishna, since association with him brings only suffering? Priya Rava Padani Bhashase Mrita Sanjivika Yanayagira Garvani Kim Adya Te Priyam Varame Valgita Kanta Kokila. The queen said, O cuckoo, your sweet words deliver us from the pain of separation from Krishna. Vishwanath, in reality, the sweet song of the cuckoo is painful because it reminds the queens of Dwarka of their beloved Krishna and exacerbates their distress of separation. Therefore, the phrase Priya Rava in text 21, which means pleasant sound, has a sarcastic intention. Thus, the implied meaning the queen's meant to say, O sweet-throated one, Bhakita Kanta, what may I do to please you, who are making me burn in torment by your songs? I should set your beak on fire. The chalasi na varasyudara bhute Shatidara chinta yase mahantam Artam api bhatta vasudeva Nandanangrim Vayamiva kama yase sanervidartam. Queen said, O holder of the earth, Rayavataka mountain, certainly you must be thinking about your desired goal, and thus you remain silent and unmoving. Perhaps this is your desire. Just as we hanker to hold Shamasundar's lotus feet on our raised breast, you also desire to place his feet on your raised peaks. If that is so, then you will end up in the same predicament as us. Shushyad Trada Karshita bhata sindhu patya samprat yapasta kamala shriya ishta bartu yadvadvayam madhupate pranayavalokam aprapya mushtavridaya purukarshita sma. The queen said, O rivers, wives of the ocean, your pools have all dried up, and we know the cause. By not obtaining the loving glance of your husband, the Lord of Madhu, who bestows all desired happiness even for you, the wise of the ocean, You, rivers, have become just like us, who have failed to obtain Shyam's loving glance, and whose hearts have thus been cheated. Thus, like us, you have become lean and thin, and are no longer beautified by blooming lotus flowers. 624. Amsa swagatam asyatam pivapayo pruyanga shore katam duttam twam nuvidama kachirachita swastyasta uktam puraha kim va naschala sorida smarati tam kasmad bhajamo vayam shodralapaya kamadam shriyamrite shayavaika nishtastriyam. Imagining that some swan was a duty, a messenger, the queens addressed the swan as follows. O Hamsa, swagatam. Welcome, dear swan. Is the unconquerable Lord doing well? Swan, how can Krishna be happy without you, his beloved consorts? Queens, but does Krishna even remember the affectionate words that he once told one of us, Srimati Rukmini? Does he recall that he told her, quote, in all my 16,000 palaces, I see no other wife as dear to you. Being unwavering in his love, does he remember this assurance that he once gave? Swan, he does indeed remember this, and that is just why he sent me here to you. You should all go to Krishna and worship him. Queens, if Krishna does remember, why is he not responding by coming here to us? Therefore, why should we go worship him if he refuses to come here to be with us? Swan, but, my dear oceans of compassion, Krishna is suffering so much in your absence. How can he be saved from this distress? Queens, just listen, swan, you servant of a petty master. You tell Krishna to come here as he should. If he is tormented by lusty desires, he is only himself to blame, since he himself is the creator of Cupid's power. We, self-respecting ladies, are not going to yield to his demand that we go seek him out. Swan, so be it, then I will take my leave. Thinking that the swan would agree and go call Krishna, the queens addressed him once more. No! One minute, dear swan. Ask Krishna to come here, but without the goddess of fortune, who always cheats us by keeping him all to herself. Swan, don't you know that goddess Lakshmi is devoted exclusively to the Lord? How could he give up Lakshmi like that? Queens, and is she the only woman in the world who is completely sold out to him? What about us? Vishwanath suggests an alternate reading of the word shudra, which means honey. It can mean that. Then the meaning of this verse 24 is, queens are telling the swan, why should we worship him who simply speaks sweetly, madura alap matram, but does not fulfill our desires for love? The goddess of fortune will continue to worship him time and time again, even if she is dishonored. whereas such proud women as us are ekanishta, in a sense that we are interested only in our reputation and gaining respect. Shukadev Goswami said, by speaking and acting with such ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, his loving wives of Dwarka attained the ultimate goal of life, Vishwanath. What goal was attained by these Dwarka Mahishis who possessed such pure ecstatic love? Vishwanath says, this verse answers the question of what they attained. And the editor has a note. In Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's edition of the Bhagavatam, which he was writing this Sarartha Darshini comments on, the last word in the verse of his edition are Vaishnavanim, rather than what's printed here in BBT, Paramam Gatim, ultimate goal. Therefore, Vishwanath comments on the words Vaishnavamim Gatim. The supreme goal, Paramam Gatim, attained by the Dwarka Mahishis, was not the liberation of the impersonal yogis, but the queens attained the supreme goal obtainable by Vaishnavas, Vaishnavim Gatim. What is that? Prema Bhakti, pure loving devotion. Indeed, since the queens were already imbued with divine love of God from the very beginning, they possessed transcendental bodies of eternity, knowledge, and bliss, in which they fully relished the pleasure of associating with Krishna in his most intimate pastimes. Indeed, since the queens of Dwarka were already imbued with divine love of God from the very beginning, they possess transcendental bodies of eternity, knowledge, and bliss, in which they fully relish the pleasure of associating with Krishna in his most intimate pastimes. Having already tasted the blissful sweetness of Krishna's sublime association, which far surpasses the taste of merging in Brahman, it would be impossible for these exalted women in Dwarka to again obtain such fruits as liberation, which is the ultimate goal. Mention this verse with the phrase Paramam Gatim. Therefore, their attainment could only be more intense prema. The word Vaishnavi can also mean of Vishnu or of Krishna. Therefore, the verse ends with the phrase Vaishnavim Gatim, means that the Dwarka Mahishis attain the position of Krishna. In other words, their prema matured into the ecstasy of madness and pure love, Babun Mad, just as the gopis did when Krishna disappeared from their midst during the rasa dance. At that time, the gopis experienced the full development of ecstatic madness, in which they completely identify themselves with Krishna. Inquiring from the various creatures of the forest, the damsels of Braj said, Krishna aham pashyata gatim, I am Krishna. Just see how gracefully I move. 10:30:19. In the same way that Dwarka Mahishis attain the topmost goal, Paramam Gatim, of becoming fully absorbed in Krishna after asking questions to the osprey and others. Dwarkadisha's principal queens reached a level of prema known as Anurag, Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, wherein the Vilas, flourishing transformations of their ecstatic love for Krishna produced the prem by chitya symptoms they exhibited here. Krishna, being excellently glorified by many songs, forcibly attracts the minds of all women who simply hear about him. But what to speak of those women who see him directly? How could one possibly describe the great austerities performed by the women who perfectly served him? Thinking of Krishna as her husband, they rendered such intimate services as massaging his feet. Vishwanath, one may ask, how can their austerities be described? Answer, they cannot be described, because the austerities of these queens, because they were nitya siddhas, eternally perfect devotees, and they did not have to perform any austerities. Or, one may ask, for those among those queens who were sadhana siddhas, attained perfection by regulative practice, what type of austerities did they perform in their past lives to get that position? This verse answers the question to explain the sadhana they did in previous lives to become Krishna's queens. They thought of Krishna as their husband and served him by massaging his feet. Krishna showed that one's home can be a place for achieving dharma, art, and calm. Krishna begot 10 sons and each of his many wives. Among all these sons, 18 were Maharatas. They were Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Dittiman, Banu, Samba, Madhu, Brihadbanu, Chitrabanu, Vrikka, Aruna, Pushkara, Vedabahu, Shutade, Sunandana, Chitrabahu, Virup, Kavi, Niyog, Nyagrodha. The Aniruddha mentioned this verse as Krishna's direct son, not his well-known grandson born through Pradyumna. Then it describes different people married different people. They had so many millions of teachers in the Yadav family to teach their children. Verse says 38,800,000. And Vishwanath makes some corrections, saying it was 30,008,800. Text 42, it said, who can count all the great Yadavas? And Ugrasena, who was a Yadava, he had an entourage of 30 trillion attendants. Well, that's quite a lot. This particular verse, Sukadeva Goswami, text 42, speaks in the present tense. This expresses Sukadeva's realization that of the eternal nature of Krishna's pastimes. There's no past or future. He didn't have 30 trillion attendants. He has, and always has, the eternal Leela. The Brishnis of Krishna's family were so absorbed in Krishna consciousness that they forgot their own bodies while sleeping, sitting, walking, conversing, playing, bathing, and so on. The text 47 says, Tirtham chakre nirmopanam yad ajani yadushu. The heavenly Ganga is a holy place of pilgrimage because her waters wash Lord Krishna's feet. But when the Lord descended among the Yadus, his glories eclipsed the Ganga as a holy place. Both the haters and the lovers attained eternal forms like his in the spiritual world. The unattainable, supremely self-satisfied Lakshmidevi, for the sake of whose favor everyone else struggles, belongs to Krishna alone. The name of Krishna destroys inauspiciousness when heard or chanted. Krishna alone has set forth the principles of various disciplic succession of sages. What wonder it is that he, whose personal weapon is the wheel of time, relieve the burden of the earth. Vishwanath, summing up the 10th canto, the jewel mine of Krishna's eternal pastimes, Shukadeva mentions 5 unique qualities distinguishing Sri Krishna from all his other expansions, plenary portions and incarnations. What are those 5 distinctive qualities mentioned in verse 47 of chapter 90 of the 10th canto? 1. Krishna's reputation as a Tirtha, sacred place of pilgrimage, eclipsed that of the holy Ganga when he descended into the Yadu dynasty. Before Krishna's descent on earth, Ganga Devi was the most sacred of all Tirthas, being water that had bathed Vamanadeva's lotus feet. 2. Krishna gave liberation not only to his surrendered devotees, but also to his enemies. Loving devotees like the Brajagopis attained the opportunity to enjoy pastimes of conjugal love with Krishna's personal form, Sarupam, in the spiritual world. Whereas inimical demons like Kamsa, who were killed by Krishna, attained the Sayuja Mukti of merging into his divine form. 3rd distinctive quality. Lord Narayan's constant companion, Lakshmi Devi, whom great demigods like Brahma serve menially to win her slight favor, could not conquer Krishna. Even though she performed severe austerities, she could not bring Krishna under control and have the opportunity to enjoy the Rasa-lila as the Brajagopis did. 4th distinctive quality of Krishna over Narayan and Ram and everyone. The name of Krishna is superior to the name Narayan and to the names of all Krishna's other expansions. These 2 syllables, Krish and Na, combine together to destroy all inauspiciousness and illusion. Chanting Krishna's name eradicates all ignorance of Krishna's supreme position, thus capturing even the liberated souls. Recitation of Krishna's holy name is Shruta Matta, in the sense that it totally crushes Matnati, the excellence of all their spiritual practices described in the revealed scriptures. The Ramanda Puran says, Sahasranamnam Punyanam Chir Avritya Tu Yat Phalam Ekavritya Tu Krishnasya Namaikam Tat Prayachati. Translation. By uttering the single name of Krishna just once, one attains the same benefit as he would gain by reciting Lord Vishnu's 1,000 names 3 times. So 3,000 Vishnus equals 1 Krishna. Now, the 5th distinctive quality. Krishna solidly reinstated Dharma, the bull of religion, Gocha Dharma, on his 4 legs, compassion, austerity, cleanliness, and truth. Thus, Dharma could once again become Gotra, the protector and deliverer of the earth. At the end of Dwapara Yuga, Dharma was lacking 3 legs, as is stated in the words of Mother Earth in the 1st canto when she appeared in the form of a cow to the Dharma personified personality religious principles in the form of a bull. She said at that time, Bhagavatam 1:16:25, O Dharma, once you too were maintained by your 4 legs, and you increased happiness all over the universe by the mercy of the Lord. Since Krishna alone possesses these 5 wonderful characteristics, his removing the earth's burden is not at all astonishing, though it may be for the common man. Jayati Janani Vaso Deviki janma vado yadavara parishat swer durbirasyanna dharmam stirachara vrijinigna susmita srimukena brajapura vanitanam vardiyan kama devam. Text 48. Jayati janani vaso Deviki janma vado Yaruvara parishat swer durbir asyan adharmam stirachara brijine na susmita srimukena rajapura vanitanam vardiyan kama devam. Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Dhananivas, the ultimate resort of all living entities. He's Devaki Nandan, or Yashoda Nandan, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty. And with his mighty arms, Krishna kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By Krishna's presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. Krishna's blissful, smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May Sri Krishna be all glorious and happy. Vishwanath's purport. If someone says, "Alas, alas, what misfortune that Krishna did not continue to manifest his intimate pastimes down to the present time." To console such aggrieved persons, Shukadev has composed his beautiful verse, text 48, Jananivaso. Living Nivaso, among human beings, just such as the cowherds and the Yadavas, Krishna remains the most glorious for all time. The word Jayati, he is victorious, it's in the present tense, which means that Krishna is eternally present in this world, in his holy abode, in his name, and the recitation of his glories. Harikata. Jayati is Shukadev placed it in the present tense rather than the past. Shukadev continued. It is definitely concluded that Krishna took birth from two Devakis, the wives of Nanda and Vasudev, Devaki Janma Vado. That Devaki is also a second name for Mother Yashoda is confirmed in the Shastra Brihat Vishnu Purana. Quote, "The wife of Nanda Maharaj was known by two names, Yashoda and also Devaki. Therefore it was natural that Yashoda, Nanda's Patni, developed friendship with Devaki, Vasudev's Patni." Shukadev himself has said conclusively that Krishna was born from both Devakis in 10th canto, chapter 2, verse 9. Devakyam eva yashodayam. Krishna himself says, "Vada pravadatam aham." I am the natural conclusion, vada, of all arguments. Gita 10:32. The word vada refers to philosophical theory. Shukadev said, "Krishna's eternal associates were the best of the Yadu dynasty, some of whom were cowherd men in Braj, and others were Kshatriyas in Mathura and Dwarka. Krishna's own arms, or his devotees like Arjun, who are just like his own arms, with those arms, his or his devotees, Krishna kills the demons opposing religion. Thus Krishna destroys the misery of material life of all non-moving and moving entities, and removes the suffering due to separation of the inhabitants of Braj and Dwarka. With his smiling face, Krishna, who is Kamadev, lust personified, always increases the lusty desires of Ardhyan Kamadevam, of the damsels of Braj, and the city women of Mathura and Dwaraka, who are completely attracted to them. In this way, Krishna remains eternally glorious. This is the meaning of Jayati. The transcendental Kamadev, god of love, is a brilliant spiritual personality arising from Krishna's own internal spiritual nature. The word Devam and Kamadevam means bright or spiritual. Thus, Sukadeva Goswami has stated that all the pastimes occurring in Braj, Mathura, and Dwarka, which are described in the 10th canto, are eternal. The detailed dynamics of Krishna's eternal nature and the eternal nature of Krishna's pastimes are thoroughly described with logical reasoning in my commentary on Ujjala Nilamani, says Vishwanath Chakravartipad. And at the end of the 11th canto, it will be more elaborately commented under the topic of Krishna's disappearance. Text 49 of chapter 90, 10th canto. To protect the principles of devotional service to himself, Lord Krishna, the best of the Yadus, accepts the pastime forms that have been glorified here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. One who desires to faithfully serve Krishna's lotus feet should hear the activities Krishna performs in each of these incarnations, activities that suitably imitate those of the forms he assumes. Hearing narrations of Krishna's pastimes destroys reactions to fruitive work. Karmani karma kashanani. Vishnath. Having established that the pastimes of Sri Krishna are eternal, in text 46, how can it be described, text 47, that all Krishna's eternal associates became situated in his exclusive abode? This is answered here in text 49, that even those who merely listen to Krishna's the pastimes Krishna enjoyed with his associates will also attain eternal residence in the spiritual world. The Supreme Lord manifests his personal forms in this material world to protect his own principles of religion, namely devotional service. Sri Krishna appears in this world simply out of his mercy. Otherwise, Krishna remains imperceptible to everyone. One should hear about the pastimes of Krishna's various incarnations, which display activities befitting that particular avatar. Though these incarnations may appear to be engaged in inferior mundane activities, nevertheless, one should hear about their pastimes, which actually display unequaled and unexcelled majesty. Such hearing of this Aishwarya Leela Katha will destroy the reactions, karma kashanani, to fruit of work. This is text 50, the last verse of 10th canto, which is a beautiful shruti phal, or phal shruti, verse of benediction for all the readers of the holy Srimad Bhagavatam. Martyastayanu savam editaya mukunda Srimat katha shravana kirtana chintayaiti Tadama dustra kritanta java pavargam Gramadvanam shitibujo piyayor yadarta. By regularly hearing, chanting, and meditating on the beautiful topics of Lord Mukunda, Mukunda Srimat Katha Shravana Kirtana Chintayaiti. Katha Shravana Kirtan Chintayaiti. Mukunda Srimat Katha. Regularly hearing, chanting, and meditating on the beautiful topics of Lord Mukunda Sri Krishna with ever increasing sincerity, a mortal being will attain the divine kingdom of the Lord, where the inviolable power of death holds no sway. For this purpose, many persons, including great kings, abandoned their mundane homes and took to the forest. Vishwanath. For the Srimad Bhagavatam's 10th canto, this verse is the phal shruti, fruit of hearing, the promise of success. How can one attain the success of entering the spiritual world, it can be asked. How? Sukadeva answers. By steadily hearing and chanting about the beautiful topics, Srimad Katha, of Krishna, one will begin to meditate on them and then start continuously thinking, by what method will I attain Krishna and when? By what method will I attain Krishna and when? By what method will I attain Krishna and when? Verse 50 of chapter 90 states that Krishna's abode is beyond the influence of time, since Krishna's abode destroys apavarga nasha, the unavoidable force of death. One method of attaining Sri Krishna's eternal domain is mentioned here, beginning with the words gramat. The phrase shitibuja, kings, implies that kings such as Swayambhuva Manu and Priyavrata renounced their homes and kingdoms and went to the forest in search of Krishna. The Sarartha Darshani commentary on the 90th chapter of the 10th canto has now gradually reached its completion, and so has this 10th canto. This has been accomplished by the association given to me by the devotees of the Lord from within my heart. Madgavirapi Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripyadiri Tadevasam Paya Pitwa Rishyeyus Tat Priyajanaha. Vishnath prays, O Gopal, please accept and maintain the cows in the form of my words. Please experience the pleasure of personally drinking that milk and inspire others to do the same, to drink the milk of this wonderful Katha Vishwanath, Sarartha Darshani. Magasya Krishna Dvadashyam Radha Krishna Sarastate Dashamaskanda Tikeyam Apuri Kripya Prabhu. This is the last sentence of Vishwanath's purport, and he closes on this prayer. Magasya Krishna Dvadashyam. By the mercy of the Lord, I completed this commentary on the 10th canto, which is entitled Sarartha Darshani, on the 12th day, Dvadasi, of the dark fortnight of Magh month, which is January, February, while sitting on the banks of Radhakund. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Ki Jai. Shiminod Balari Manjari Ki Jai. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Ki Jai. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Sarartha Darshani Commentary Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Krishne sudha mo pagate, dharma jnana adibisaha, kalo nascha drisha mesha, pura narko danoditaha. After Lord Krishna departed for his own spiritual abode with religious principles and transcendental knowledge, this Bhagavat Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, has arisen like the sun in this age of Kali to enlighten those who have no spiritual vision. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam Amalam Gyanam Param Giyate Tatrigyana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkaramyam Avishkritam Tachtrinvan Supatan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchyennaraha. Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless Puran, most dear to the Vaishnavas, describes pure and supreme knowledge of the Paramahamsas. Bhagavatam reveals the means for becoming free from all material work, together with the processes of transcendental knowledge, renunciation, and devotion. Anyone who seriously tries to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears and chants it with devotion, becomes completely liberated. Saravedanta saram hi Shri Bhagavatam ishyate tadrasamrita triptasya nanyatrasya rati kvachit. Srimad Bhagavatam is declared to be the essence of all Vedanta philosophy. One who has felt satisfaction from its nectarine mellow will never be attracted to any other literature. Ya etat shravayan nityam yamashanam ananyadi shlokam ekam tadardam va padam padardam eva va sharavanyonu shrinuyat punat yatmanam eva saha. One who, with undeviating attention, constantly recites the Srimad Bhagavatam at every moment of every hour, as well as one who faithfully hears even one verse or a half a verse or a single line or even half a line, certainly purifies his very self. Punati Atmanam Evasaha. Krishna Tulya Bhagavat Vibhu Sarvashray Prati Shloke Prati Akshare Nana Artakai. Mahaprabhu said, Srimad Bhagavatam is as great as Krishna himself, the Supreme Lord and the shelter of everything. In each and every verse and syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are multifaceted meanings, for the Bhagavatam is as infinite as Krishna. Prema Maya Bhagavata Krishnara Sri Yanga Tahate Kayena Jata Gopya Krishnaranga. Mahaprabhu said, the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of Krishna prema. It is non-different from the beautiful body of Krishna and is a part of Krishna himself, for it describes Krishna's confidential pastimes. Adi madhya ante bhagavate kai Vishnu bhakti nitya sira akshaya avyai. Mahaprabhu said, in the beginning, middle, and end, the Bhagavatam speaks only of devotional service to Krishna. As such, this literature, the Bhagavatam, is eternally perfect, infallible, and infinite, because it contains all truths pertaining to the infinite. Bhagavata Shastri se Bhaktir Tattva kahe Teni Bhagavata Samakona Shastra Nahi. Mahaprabhu said, since the Srimad Bhagavatam speaks exclusively of the truths of pure devotional service, it is unparalleled among the Shastras. No other scripture can compare with the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. In the last verse and sentence of his commentary or tika on the 10th canto, Vishwanath mentions that by the mercy of the Lord, he completed his tika on 10th canto in the Magh Mas and Krishna Paksha on the banks of Radhakund, and by some sweet transcendental and most fortunate coincidence, we have just completed the reading of 10th canto of the Bhagavat Lila along with selected commentaries of Vishnath Chakravarti from his Sarata Darshani Tikas in the same month of Magh, only in Shukla Paksha Panchami. And we were also on the same banks of Radhakund, trying to follow in his footsteps, Mahajano Yena Katasa Panta, and follow all the footsteps of the great Rasik Vaishnavacharyas, like Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Jiva Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami, and the six Goswamis, especially Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur. Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur ki jai.